Welcome to the Rent to Rent Success Podcast, the only podcast entirely dedicated to helping you achieve rent to rent success. We talk about the ethical way to get you started in property without buying it. This is our place to inspire each other to believe bigger, to be bolder, and to be game changers for good. Property investors and sisters Stephanie and Nikki Taylor are your guides on this exciting ride. Let's start up the engines and get ready to fly. Hello, hello, hello. It is Stephanie here and welcome to episode 74 of the Rent to Rent Success podcast. I know that any of you managing properties will love today's episode because we're talking about everything a property manager needs to know. It's all that you could possibly want that Roon is going to talk about today. I'm so excited to be here with Roon Sondhar. Roon is the co-founder of Fantastic Services, the UK's largest property maintenance company providing over 100 different services. Roon and Anton bootstrapped the company from zero to over £40 million worth of booking, and they've revolutionized how people book services by introducing real-time availability and a really easy-to-use website. As you'll see, Roon talks about how to scale up your service businesses. So there will be a lot to learn for us as we've got service businesses too. So welcome to the show, Roon. How are you?
I'm fantastic, as I always say when people ask that question. But it's so nice to be here, Stephanie. And it's such an interesting discussion as well about the rent-to-rent success, but also about being a property owner or a landlord or in the property business. It's fascinating area, and it's an area that I find more and more interesting the deeper I go into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know a bit about what you do, so I'm really excited for today's conversation, and I know that our listeners are going to get a lot out of it too. So before we get deep into it, Roon, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I can tell you, I grew up in Denmark. I did the traditional route. I had a career in British Telecom, and then by the time I actually launched Fantastic Services, I was in a company called LastMinute.com. And it was a little bit of a chance of getting into the service business for my sake. I were a tenant at that stage, and I had spilled red wine on the carpet. And I tried to make a booking for having a carpet cleaned. And what happened was that I looked online, I typed in carpet cleaning here and there, and I couldn't find price. I couldn't find how much it's going to cost. I ended up having three guys coming out, or three calls to get a quote, and actually only one of them turned up. And I was like, well, this is going to be difficult. At that stage, remember, I was in LastMinute.com, so I was looking at how do we make sure we have real-time availability of booking a carpet clean, or at that stage, it was booking a hotel. And I was surprised, like, how come nobody had sort of made that happen before? So my initial thoughts was like, this is interesting. And then I looked at it and said, like, well, this could be done. And then it took a couple of years to make it happen, that's for sure. So that's how I got into the industry.
I love that you saw a glaring hole. When you were saying your contracts didn't come out, I thought, welcome to our world. It's notoriously, and we now have a power team of core people, but that can change any time because good people can go bad. So it is notoriously difficult to get contractors out when and where. And as you said, it's difficult to get the, if you get them to visit, then sometimes it's difficult to get the quote out of them. And then when you get the quote, you then sometimes can't get a date out of them. So
get a date, then actually turning up on the job on the day can be, I mean, the key sort of thing I saw, Stephanie, and it was like the number one thing in any service business, and it surprised me in this industry, was number one is like, how come they're not picking up the phone, right? So we said, we'll always pick up the phone, or as we say now, we put it on the website so you can see the prices and our availability straight there. You don't have to worry about X, Y, Z. Once in a while, it is worth getting the phone call because there can be availability, but I'll talk a little bit about the system and what happened. But the second one was like, why can't you give me a price? Oh, yeah, but so and so. And it's like, well, it's a two-bedroom. It's about this size. we try to be as transparent of the price up front, because it's like, you know, what's worse than coming out and then, oh no, this and this, and oh no, that's not what you did, and then you can't do the job because you've quoted it wrong. And it's like, okay, that's another hassle. I when I came into the industry, it's like my most valuable thing is my own time. And I think a lot of landlords think the same, because we have X, Y, Z, and a number of things we have to do, but you've got to value your own time. And waiting around for someone to turn up. So we also introduced this little thing where, like, you can find my pro, so you can see when they've left the previous jobs and on the way to you, which means you can go down to the shop, you can go to the pharmacy or whatever you need, or you can clean this and make the phone call and finish it and say, okay, well, he's going to be arriving in this stuff. So I thought, this, what if we could get very close to telling what time they arrive? You know, super helpful. Then that evolved a lot. And we can talk about that.
I love that. Where's my pro? It's a bit like Domino's revolutionized the pizza delivery. You track your pizza and now you can track your pro. So tell me a little bit about Fantastic Services and how can it help property investors and landlords?
Well, I think the number one thing is, like, we don't cover all of the UK yet. And that's what we're out to do now. We've opened up a number of new franchises across the areas. We are centralized. We're inside the M25. We cover all of it. Outside and in Manchester and Oxford, we've opened up franchises, and they're starting to cover more and more services. Because what we saw was, when we learned how to turn up, how we managed to quote up front, so that became popular, and now we're growing across the UK. But the way we can help is once you've got a property portfolio of, let's say, more than three to five properties, especially in Central London, we tend to have an account manager, because what we see is that some of the jobs are differently. Now, once that's programmed in there, you just press the button and make a booking, so that you go, that we can even automate that into, whether it's checkout from an Airbnb or a booking.com or a couple of other systems that we integrate with, and we'd love to integrate with more systems. Is that what my aim really was, and we're still going at, is making the easiest place to book. Now, also to turn up and do the job to a 5-star level. But the way we can help is first and foremost is, you know, we're looking for landlords who maybe have a little bit of a team themselves, but are not utilizing that team fully. And that allows us to expand so that other people can have a benefit of that service. So Fantastic Service is slightly different from, let's say, the websites where you go up and you get 3 offers and bids and don't know the area and you need to find out. We like to complete the whole journey with it, also the customer care. Our system is built so, let's say, one of the professionals in the morning has got 4 jobs. That person doesn't turn up to the first job, or doesn't turn in the morning and say, like, I'm not coming, or is sick. Our system automatically try to find replacements. So in almost 90% of the cases, we'll find a replacement within our network, whether they can drive, and we will inform the customer we might be a little bit late, but we're still going to do the job on the day. It doesn't always happen, but we're getting better and better on that. And in order to really cover that and be more efficient, we're growing. But how we help landlords is, like, I just try to make it simple and give it a price that's affordable. We can always argue about price and say it's going to be £10 more, £10 less. What we try to do is aim for, that's the price for having it done. And rather than having it done twice or 3 times, because you get someone out, they're not doing it, then they get the next one out, it actually ends up being more costly, not necessarily because of the real price, but because of the number of phone calls you have to make.
Yeah, I think people, I certainly would pay for clarity. I would pay a little bit extra just to get to know that once it's booked, that's it, it's done, it's off my list. I haven't got to expend any more energy. So Nikki is normally the one who liaises with contractors. And so I get the stories back from her. And when I say, well, can't we just call a different contractor? She just looks at me as if to say, it's not that easy. You know, you call a contractor, but as we've already touched on it, people are unreliable or can be.
And that's one of the things, you know, because I looked at it from the same perspective. And then I realized we have to grow big in order to cover this area. And we have to grow big. We have to grow bigger to become even better and become even more fantastic. We have to really have the availability of everyone. So I looked at, how can I do that? But also, how can we do that with systems? So the last 12 years, we've been spending an enormous amount of money millions, in fact, on building software that allows us to have this dispatch system, but also on the day service, allow you to reschedule automatically without having to call and so forth. Because one of the things is the number of calls of can I reschedule? Is there availability? Once in a while, you do have to go the call. But my main thing is like, you can do that at 11:30 at night. And you can, yeah, you can move the job over and say like, look, they're going to come Tuesday instead of Monday, or do you have an availability earlier? You can go straight in there and check that and say, like, can I move it so that you can be more flexible in your life? That requires a big network of contractors. And that's why we are working with more and more landlords. The funny thing is that there are landlords now who used to have 5 or 6 cleaners. They had them on board. Then they plug them into our network, become a franchisee. And we'll talk a little bit about the franchise later. But they become a franchisee on fantastic services. And that means that now not only are they providing the jobs, they have access to their cleaners so that they have access to the timing, but suddenly other clients also have access to them, which means they can book them out and say, like, they're reserved for me on Fridays and Mondays and the busiest days. But the rest of the time, that work starts getting filled out. So suddenly you can start making money on your maintenance and property team.
That is brilliant. And what I'd love to talk about as well is you've grown this phenomenal service business. Now, service businesses have lots of moving parts, as we all know, and you've taken it, bootstrapped it from zero to over £40 million. So I'd love to talk to you and get your insights, Rune, on how to run a service business and scale it as you've done.
See, one of the things that I looked at when I came into the industry was, because I came from the other side of the industry. I have been doing services before in my prior career, but what I looked at is one of the biggest reasons for not scaling is that once you reach more than 10 people, it becomes almost unmanageable. And it was very clear that we were at the forefront of the cloud technology revolution, but also that every single of the contractors now have a phone in their pocket, which is now powerful enough to do the things. It is not about the phone call. So using all the knowledge I had on workforce automation and getting apps developed, we put those things in place. Because in the beginning, we started with, like everybody else, we started with paper the first couple of months and said, that's not going to work. Put in Google Docs, which is a very nice little way of starting it out. Then after a couple of weeks, the guy calls me, Rune, this Google Docs isn't working. I said, why? We're getting too many customers. Okay, so what we, you know, stage one, let's build a system. We looked at the whole industry. We looked at everything from X amount of CRM systems. We looked at what was out there in workforce automation. None of them had the booking part of it. So they only had they could do some scheduling, they could do a little bit of managing, and they were generally made for corporate companies that had it, but not for a consumer technology and not for a flexible on-demand system. So I said, okay, well, we're going to have to build it. And then because we did it manually in the beginning, that saved us a lot of money doing it wrong, because that meant we could map exactly what the processes were that we had to replace. And that made us not build something in the wrong way. We actually had a little bit of the scale already, so we didn't spend too much money on the development in the beginning. Later, we spent a lot more money on the development because now it had to go to another level. It operates in 4 countries now, and it's going into more countries now. It has currency, it has different time zones, it has a removal service, which is 2 delivery, maybe a 3rd job. It does dry cleaning, it does everything else. So the whole system covers the base of it. I think the background in this is that most companies couldn't scale because at one stage, we know that we're dealing with people. Right. Once you're past 9 people, then the mentality is like, it's hard to know their names. It's hard to know what they are. What I've seen other systems do, and this is a bit of a difference in fantastic services, is other systems seem to be quite good at doing the system, but they forget the people. What we looked at is, where can I replace what doesn't have to be done and adds no value to the quality of relationship I have with my professionals? What can I replace that technology does, and where does it matter to have people in it? So we had coaching, we had training, we had a couple of other things. Yes, we do the online, but we also know that there are certain parts of this business where it can be quite lonely, and that we needed to have people. So there needed to be more than just the technology interaction. So we merged the two of those things, because we saw that as we grew past the 100 mark and the 300 mark and the 500 mark, it became more of a community. And I think understanding our network and our franchisees better was what was important in the success, because it becomes very people-oriented. We are a people's company. We use technology where we can, And that's very important because that allows for a lot of mistakes. You don't type the postcode wrong. You don't get a number of things wrong. And was it this address or was it the other one? I should come up on Tuesday. What was it? You've got your calendar there. And if that gets changed by the customer while you're there, you know, it gets changed in there. That's how the cloud and the internet works now. And I think that we were right at the right time in doing that technology and going there.
That's phenomenal. So I think what the message there is that it's the systems that have allowed you to scale so dramatically. And did you say you've got 500 people?
Oh, we've got more than 500 people. We have about 3,000 professionals out there doing the jobs.
Wow.
So that's the number of cleaners. That's the number of carpet cleaners. That's the pest technicians, our removalists or our removals guys. So it's growing. We're also adding more areas. And right now we're really looking for areas where we're seeing landlords having, as I said, a couple of people, but they're doing 10, 20% of their occupancy, which is what we call the rate of time that they're working. So they might be, if you're doing the short lets, it's a very specific area between 10 and 1 p.m. where you have to do the sheet change, you have to do the clean, you have to take the trash out. The rest of the time, what if that could be sold as a domestic cleaning operation? One of the things we found is that the idea of maximizing the amount of jobs and also saving the environment in this, most companies are immensely inefficient in the number of jobs they can do a day. Let's say you've got the availability, but you do three or four jobs, maybe three jobs. We can add the fourth job or even the fifth job. That adds 25% to the time you're working because we can move things around without having to drive longer. Because when you're driving, you're not making money. So that's what our system does as well. So we built logistics into it. We built call center management. We built chat into it and auto remembers of chat so that when you type that in, we already know who you are and what postcode are you talking about, this job and so forth. Everything in the matter of saving time. Because we saw an industry that was inefficient, but not just the inefficient. We also saw that it was really hard to become reliable.
Mm.
I wanted to solve the, first of all, we can tell you whether we're available or not. We can give you the price here and there. And then we want to turn up and then we want to do a good job. So we also built the system into looking at the feedback and the feedback rate so that we can change that this person. I said, I don't like kicking people off the platform or kicking people off the franchise. What I like is to say they need training in this.
Mm.
Because there's also not an unlimited supply of professionals to do the job. And we're seeing now there is less and less. And there's, you know, during this little pandemic we've had, there was a lot of people who furloughed as well. Yeah. So when they were furloughed and weren't available, we didn't see the same problem because our system moved certain things around. So our clients would tick, I'm flexible. If it was domestic, they were flexible. That can be any time between 9 to 5 p.m. That they're coming around, which meant that I could go in and take other jobs as long as I meant to make sure by the 5 p.m. when they come home that the job was done. And that's what our system does. There's 12 years of engineering in it. I have a team of, I think, 35 developers who is working on that particular thing, and we're still upgrading it. And I still think it's only the beginning of where we're going to go with fantastic services.
I love this. So for anyone currently within the M25 with a portfolio of properties, they could work with one of your area managers and set it up so that they can then just put in HMO clean every fortnight on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or you know, plumbing issue sorted out, and you're going to come there and
yes,
I love that because it just means you only need one website, you've got one app on your phone, I'm guessing, and you just key everything in, and then I'm excited for when this is coming across the whole of the UK because I have never heard of anything that is like this.
And Stephanie, I'm looking for more property owners who've got multiple properties into, because we're making some changes to the software. So when you've got multiple properties, basically you'll have your own screen where you just said, click, 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 do this and this and this. I always said like we might not be the cheapest in this, and you can make 15 phone calls to save the money if they actually turn up. Sometimes we have to do the end of tenancy on the day we had the removals. I mean, actually, we started with a lot of end of tenancy and end of lease cleaning and move out cleans, as we call them. And a big frustration for us was the removals company didn't turn up. So the furniture is still there. How do you do an end of lease clean when the removals company hadn't turned up? And that's where one of our customers, and this gives a little bit of idea about what Fantastic Services is and a bit of our essence. One of our customers is like, look, I have got to get this out of the property by this time because tomorrow the keys changed and I have to have it clean. It has to be pristine. We made a few phone calls, found the removals guys. And then the next day, on a Monday, we bought the first four vans and launched our removals companies based on that. And that's where I said, like, my communication with the landlords, I want to get, and property owners and property managers, I want to get much closer in our communication that, because we are here to make products for you. And products, with products, I mean services, but I call them products because they have to be, that's the price. Let's make a move. Let's do it that time. Let's do end of tenancy and removals together. So it's in one booking. Let's throw in the oven cleaning, the carpet clean, and the and the battery. And the window cleaning, and let's prepare the garden as well at the same time.
Yeah,
And that's been our journey the whole time. So, you know, with more than 50,000 regular clients in central London, you know, we're not a small company anymore.
Yeah, that is phenomenal. 50,000, just the numbers are totally mind-boggling, and I like as well that it is an incredible service for landlords, especially portfolio landlords. But you also have your podcast, which is for landlords and, well, for anybody interested in property, called the Property Experts Podcast.
Yeah, it was part of my own interest in property. As I said, property is really a phenomenal business to be in, but it's also really understanding. And I said, like, the understanding the rent to rent and your success and what you're going through. The more I listen to it, the more I'm learning about how can we become better with it. But at the same time, a lot of our clients and listeners are also landlords, and some of them starts from the point of being accidental landlords into, like yourselves, who is career property investors and getting to the higher level. What I try to do is I just try to go into what are the issues, what can we solve? And in that process, we're also learning how we can launch better products and services from Fantastic Services for this industry.
Yeah, it's a great podcast. So I do encourage you, if you're listening or watching this episode and you want to check it out, Property Experts on all the podcast apps. And you had a really good episode recently, Rune.
Yes. No, it was very, very, very new to me on the rent to rent market, which is different from the buy to rent market, which is what predominantly serves. So I'm really pleased to have heard a lot of your success stories, Stephanie. And I was like, I think the whole thing about mindset as well as on building the business, we kind of clicked on that idea about systemizing. But at the end of the day, you've got to perform a job and then you've got to be efficient on it. And then you've got to grow it.
Yeah. And what you've done is absolutely phenomenal, world class. And I would just like to ask you a question just out of personal curiosity. But when you first decided to franchise your business, did you then bring on a franchising consultant to work with you within the business to help you incorporate what needed to be done to franchise?
Let me take you back a step, because I want to answer that question really well, because it's an interesting part. And when I first started that, I didn't necessarily think about franchising, and I didn't have the understanding of franchising what I have now. And that was the big difference. So I thought franchising before that was about selling something, they're buying something, then here's a manual, and go ahead and try and do it. What I found out that a franchise is a partnership, but it's a partnership that distributes a little bit of the ownership and a little bit of the burden. But the idea is that a franchisor, which is top of it, is only successful if the franchisees who's out there performing the jobs are successful. So when I went back to it and whether we hired consultants, we had a lot of consultants into it. We also did a lot of mistakes in the beginning, and it was very sad because we were growing at a very high speed. And I think we a couple of franchisees saw the wrong end of it. Some have come back, some haven't, but it was part of it. And I said that the idea of hiring an expert in the beginning is very good, but it's also about understanding whether your business is franchisable. Yeah. Not all businesses are franchisable, but also. The whole idea is with a franchise, right? Because we've got, let's say we've got four choices, right? We can have a job, right? None of us really want that, but we can have a job. Second of all, we can do a startup, which, you know, I've done seven of them and not all of them have been successful, but they've been to a certain level. Then you can go out and you can buy an existing business, right, with an investment. And then you can invest in a franchise. And I say invest in a franchise because the difference is now when you're investing in a franchise is that you're not buying a business where when you buy it, it's a transaction. When you've done that transaction, the owner or the person who was actually running it and knew what was going on moves out of the business. And maybe you have a couple of managers you're buying back. It can get quite scary. I bought a couple of businesses where that happened. I've also bought a couple of businesses where it was very successful. But in franchising, it's an ongoing journey. It's like you're joining a university for a long term. And if your business, and I think your business in the Rent to Rent Success, I think in the HMO Heaven, I think is very suitable for it because you have that, like us in this, you have that idea of, hold on, I'm going to be training and I'm going to be helping for a very long time and adding value to the franchisees. And that's when franchising works. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, by all means, do go out and do investigate it. Do go in and ask the experts. And also, I'm coming out with a book very shortly, which is about how to successfully franchise, but also about how to be a successful franchisee. That book's coming out where I debate it because I've been looking at it a lot. I was not necessarily a fan of franchising, but it was because I didn't understand it. And I didn't think that in Britain, for example, we had that many good examples. It didn't have the same thing as in Australia. We learned about franchising when we opened up in Australia. Mm-hmm. That's when we saw, hold on, this might actually work and this might be a good idea. And in the beginning, we're like, why are we, for the franchisee, there's like, why am I paying a royalty to you? Well, actually, it's not a royalty. You're paying for training, but you're also paying for the support, the accountability, being part of this. And in a franchise, somebody else in the franchise network, like we have more than 300 franchisees, mm-hmm. and somebody has mm-hmm. had that issue you are having now. Beforehand. So before you go all panicky and I can't solve this, generally one phone call, 15 minutes later, you've solved it.
Yeah.
And not only that, we also had, oh, here's the legal documents. Here's how you did X, Y, Z. And that's where the fee comes in. And that's a big difference. I mean, I always, like, I founded my first businesses without a co-founder. This is a co-founder. We're there with Anton. We're co-founders in the company. And where we are stuck with it, whereas when I was a solo founder, it was very hard. I know you're also not a solo founder in that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And you will see that there's a lot of people saying that co-founding is hard and it's like it's really hard. But on the other hand, there's times when that ping pong, that game, that inner game of tennis that you can do with your business partner, that adds enormous synergy to your business. And it's the same in franchising. There are times when you're struggling with this, but actually somebody else has been through that. And that teamwork is something I hadn't seen before. When I'm looking at big corporates, I worked in big corporates, you worked in big corporates, I believe. Even though you were doing the same and working for the same company, you were kind of competing internally. Yeah. In a franchise, when you have your area and somebody else has the area, you're not competing. What you're doing is you're trying to make the whole franchise better. So if that person has learned this, they're ready to help these guys in how to solve that problem, or what am I doing on recruitment? What am I doing on the quality and the training? What am I doing on X, Y, Z? And that's something that really empowered me and said, like, well, I'm all in for this. And that's why we've opened up so many franchises last year. And they're actually being taken now very fast. So the good areas are being taken. What I would say is that good areas are not necessarily about the density of the population. It's about where it's easier to get in before the competition gets in. Remember, and you will know this, is that if there is a lack of skilled professionals in your area, you have got a massive competitive area.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people will be saying, yeah, my area hasn't got a lot of amazing contractors. So I think that is another fantastic opportunity for portfolio landlords or property investors with a portfolio where they're having to service their own portfolio to have a fantastic franchise, or basically their own property maintenance arm, but like business in a box with all the support, could be a really fun, because it's also got the cleaning as well.
It's got the cleaning, it's got the handyman, it's got the pest control, it's got everything that you need. We've seen it as a good addition. And also I've seen that people from the property industry have been very, very successful, because one thing was they had a couple of clients themselves, but they also had a network of clients. And then they found that they overhead referrals, but also most importantly, they understood the customers.
Yeah.
They understood that. And that meant they were used to doing this. Now we help them training. How do you manage more contractors? How do you manage them if they come on board with you? How do you manage them? How do you training? Where's the technical training on carpet cleaning? Where's the technical training on so on and so forth? That's all in Fantastic Services. That's part of the academy. That's part of the training. That's part of on-the-job training and the certifications you're getting. So that's all included. But we've seen that we've had a lot of synergies between. And it's a nice add-on because at one stage you get past the level of just ringing random contractors and going, I actually need 3 or 4, but I don't need them full time. And then is that a business? Is that not a business? And then we found out that you can be in that position. You actually end up having 6 because you're actually starting to sell it.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of intricacies to it. And that's one of the benefits of people not setting up their own building services company, but buying into a successful model that already works and that all they need to do is turn it on. So I love that. So there's 2 basic ways that Fantastic Services can help you. A, if you're in the M25 and the rest
Oxford
of you-
and Manchester and a few other cities, it's very easy. Just type in your postcode and we'll see what we cover on the website on Fantastic Services.
Yeah, so go to fantasticservices.com. And then you can see if they're in your area. And for the rest of us, maybe we want to have that franchise business in addition to our property portfolio. So thanks for explaining that. And again, I love the way that you have grown your business. So I'd love to know before we close today, Roon, what are your plans for 2021?
Well, my plans are now is to help, I've got a very big mission, which is about 1,000 7-figure franchisees. So my plan now is I'm spending a lot of time with the guys who just joined and the teams who just joined into helping them those first steps. Because I said, for me, it became interesting once we'd reached the 7-figure mark ourselves, is like, how can I help others do the same? And that's new franchisees. So I'm spending a lot of time there, but also, as I've seen in the last couple of weeks, that the industry is taking off, that property very much is back. We had a bit of a slump in January. We had a bit of a quiet time. And I think that we are going to have an extremely busy year. So I'm on the hunt for more people I can work with into creating these in more areas, because we can see that our model is working. So I'm that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people I can coach in this. I'm looking for people we can get onto the program and that we can do that. It's affordable and it's an easy way of doing it. So it's a good extra add-on.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And finally, how can people get in touch with you, Roon?
Well, I'm very active on LinkedIn. It's a good place. Just type in my name, Roon Sondahl. There's only one of us, or one of me. And on LinkedIn there, also on the website, fantasticfranchise.com. If you request a meeting with I've got some really good consultants who can go through and break down the steps on, is this for you? Because we don't want people on where it's not for them on the business and vice versa. Like you said yourself, and I think that's very nice to hear about the rent-to-rent success, but also HMO Heaven, is you also think about the win-win-win. We call it the 360-degree happiness. It's the clients, it's our franchisees, it's us as owners, and it's our employees. And finally, we've added the planet into it, which is about sustainability in the long term. So we're going to launch a lot more sustainable services now about insulation, about rainwater recycling, and using these kind of things. So in the next year, you'll see a lot of services coming out of Fantastic, which is based around this. I have a lot of knowledge from Scandinavia, from Holland, and from Europe, where there's some amazing technologies available that are now sustainable enough and isn't an extra tax on just for being green. And I think that's very important.
Yeah. It's phenomenal what you're doing. I love the 360-degree happiness and also your focus on sustainability for the planet, for efficiency, for the effective use of resources. So thank you, Roon Sondahl, for joining us today. It's been so interesting for me to hear your story. It's so different to what we normally discuss here, but so many incredible business lessons about the importance of systemization for scaling and about the developing that 360 degree happiness. So I've really enjoyed having you with us. Is there anything you'd like to say as we now close today?
I'd like to say on the idea of scale, I think that one of the things we always looked at in scale, and I think Stephanie, I think you're very right on this, is that we didn't take venture capital funding, so we didn't have to scale with rocket speed, and that allowed us to build a culture inside the company, an idea we believed in. I think that anyone who's out there looking to scale, I think that having a purposeful journey in that scale and scaling with others might be much more rewarding than going all in yourself on your own.
Yeah, totally. Thank you, Rune Sandal. It's been amazing to have you with us. Thank you for listening and for watching. I know you will have enjoyed today's episodes and got a lot of nuggets from it. And until next week, have a great rest of the week. And remember, believe bigger, be bolder, be a game changer. See you soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for being with me here today. If you would like more, we've written the #1 best-selling book on Rent to Rent. You can find it at renttorentsuccess.com/book. Reviewers on Amazon have described it as the best Rent to Rent HMO book and also as a definitive reference guide and inspirational. Take your next step today and buy the book. You can find it at renttorentsuccess.com/book. And I'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, believe bigger, be bolder, be a game changer.